This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast right now from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida, where it's a balmy 54 degrees right now, 4 degrees warmer than what it was last night at this time, and it's cold in the north. We know, I've been getting the reports, so you guys and gals up north, bundle up, do the best you can. And in some cases, they're telling people just to not go outside altogether. Now, we are a nationally syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. We are a live program from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and we're heard all around the world broadcasting right now, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas, and we thank them for their service to America. Now, also, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, whether you're a trucker, work in a warehouse, you're a factory worker, the butcher, the bakers, the candlestick makers, our maintenance, janitorial workers, our security workers, people working the overnight construction projects, the waitresses and the truck stops pouring the coffee for the drivers, or the convenience store clerks, too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo, and while you're there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway and find out what being a member of the USCCA is all about and what it can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, yeah, and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was created and founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, there's so much going on tonight, but I want to start out just letting the people know up north. We've heard all the warnings right up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. At some time, I don't know, it was around 5:30 or 6 o'clock, the wind chill factor up there was close to 30 below zero, and it wasn't even dark yet. And I know it's going to be a miserable night. They're talking about some wind chill factors, Kyle, which is hard to believe, 50 to 60 below by morning.
That's exactly right, Captain, and especially in Minneapolis, we had a report earlier that several thousand of people in the area there had lost their power.
That's horrible.
8,000 residents.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And as of 11 p.m. local time there, they had about 600, a little less than 600 customers that still didn't have any power. But, of course, that means if you don't have power, you can't run your heat and so forth. So people were trying to figure out if they had to go somewhere else, obviously, but that entails going outside. And also we understand that because of the polar vortex, the United States Postal Service has either restricted or suspended
no mail delivery.
Mail delivery, exactly.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a minute. What is a polar vortex? Do you know?
As far as I know, it's part of this system that's running through the area.
Well, let me clean that up for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's when the jet stream pushes a portion of the Arctic air that hangs above the North Pole down into North America, and then it sticks around for a while. Now, this may be due to a larger amount of warmer air at the pole displacing the colder air, but the jet stream has changed its positioning, and that's why we're getting the Arctic air coming down tonight as far south as, let's see here, Missouri, Tennessee, and over into West Virginia. The cold weather, not the real frigid stuff, but the cold weather is already down that far. The frigid stuff covers North, South Dakota, the eastern part of Nebraska, about half of Nebraska, all of Minnesota, all of Iowa, the northern part of Missouri, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and now add to the mix the northwestern part of Pennsylvania, northern Pennsylvania, and all of upstate New York.
Right, so this is a major, you know, sort of global-style event there on this scale, that is. And, of course, also, Captain, when you've got these very frigid temperatures, minus 30, 40, 50 degrees, those feel-like factors, frostbite, of course, is a major factor, and you can start getting that just within 5 minutes if your skin is exposed.
Well, I've been out in it, and believe me, I've actually had a mild case of frostbite before back in the day, and I feel sorry for the firefighters that have to get out in this kind of stuff, because we hated to have the house fire start, because I can remember having to literally have the ice knocked all off me because the water froze on me, and I got to the point to where I couldn't move. I was actually in a position where I could not move, and they had to knock all the ice off me in order for me to be able to do my job.
Wow. I mean, that's got to be cold when that's happening. But exactly. So people all through that area of the country have got to take whatever precautions they can, stay inside, and, of course, also communicate if you can with your neighbors and your family, letting people know that you're all right, and especially checking on the elderly.
And if you're in a position where you got to load yourself up with a bunch of space heaters, that's time to go someplace else, because those things are extremely dangerous, and you've got to watch them all the time.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah, because some people, you know, their heat just doesn't quite cut it, so they'll get either a kerosene space heater, maybe one of those little camp stove things or something like that, or they'll get an electric something or another. Like you say, the power's gone out somewhere up there, and I guarantee you the power went out because somebody overloaded it with all the things they turned on.
Probably so, and certainly, of course, the lines themselves, I'm sure, can only take so much if they freeze up with ice and so forth, and so it's just a bad situation all around.
And by the way, Dave says it's even cold in the igloo.
I'll bet it's cold in the igloo, although that's supposed to be a place you can go and build
a campfire.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back, and again, for all you people that are up north, we started the show thinking about you. Please be careful in this cold weather, and yeah, it's cold in the south too, but nothing like what you got up there, and this is when people die on nights like this. Please be careful. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Booth, on America's Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back. And by the way, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask them about their insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they even will help you with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So, check them out online, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's GEICO.com. Check them out online, find out what they're all about, and you'll know what we know. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you know, we did a couple of things yesterday. First of all, before we get into the political stuff here coming out of D.C., who's now getting the money, who's got the keys to the financial kingdom as far as the United States is concerned in Venezuela?
Well, that would be the interim president, Guaido, Juan Guaido.
And what did we do yesterday?
Essentially began to take the money that would typically go get to the Maduro government and reroute it to him, basically.
Well, that would be the U.S. State Department when they gave control of the U.S. bank accounts for Venezuela and property in Venezuela to the National Assembly leader, Juan Guaido, who the U.S. Recognized as the country's legitimate leader last week. And the State Department also issued a red-level travel warning for Americans traveling to Venezuela, and neighboring countries around Venezuela just don't go there.
Well, certainly not right now, because what's going on in the region, number one, you have the drama that's unfolding, of course, and could turn violent at a moment's notice in Venezuela, but you also have refugees that have come out of Venezuela into the surrounding countries and so forth. So the entire region right now, more or less, is experiencing some degree of destabilization because of this whole thing.
And what we're talking about here is approximately $7 billion in blocked assets for Maduro that are going to Mr. Guaido. And we're also talking about $11 billion in frozen revenue from oil sales that would have been going to the military.
Exactly right. And this is where, you know, again, we're watching very closely because Maduro doesn't want to go quietly, obviously. And I think Guaido in the last 48 hours or so, you know, talked about the idea of the soldiers of Venezuela, you know, they can come over to the side of the constitutional interim government, which is going to call for new elections, and there won't be any issue with that, with them, essentially. So he's calling on them to abandon Maduro as well.
Well, Russia's not happy, and they've guaranteed some loans to Mr. Maduro. So he's going to have some money to play with, but nothing like what he thought he was going to get, because Russia's not exactly immersed in a lot of money either. But I think it's time for Maduro to pack up and leave. And where would he go, you say? Probably Cuba.
Probably so. That's one of the destinations. It has been, of course, for this kind of exodus, as it were, when you have this kind of situation. But certainly, even now, with Russia playing the way it's playing with Venezuela, and the issues, of course, we've even seen in Syria, and in other words, different parts of the world, President Trump is coming up against Putin. President Trump doesn't seem to be doing the bidding of Putin, especially in this case. I think that would be very interesting for some of the TV people to comment on.
Now, we know we're getting close to the release of the Mueller report, correct?
Hopefully so, yes.
And yesterday, Senator Mitch McConnell came out and said that the president needs to release as much as possible of the Mueller report.
Well, right. Generally speaking, it's supposed to be sent to the Congress.
Right.
But, of course, it likely will be leaked, or at least portions of it will be leaked. But, of course, the idea is that I think what Senator McConnell is talking about is trying to get it as transparent as possible. You know, a lot of this report, Captain, vis-a-vis President Trump, I think is going to be the old kind of nothing burger, basically. There's no collusion. He's gone after Trump associates. He's gone after anybody he can think of with an unbounded, unlimited budget, unlimited power, unlimited timetable investigation of everybody, evidently. But it's not going to be the collusion that the Democrats have sought for so long. So it's going to be anticlimactic, basically. There's going to be a lot to chew on, I'm sure, but it's not going to be the so-called smoking gun.
Why do you suppose Chris Christie came out yesterday and said the president blew it on the shutdown?
Well, I think that's kind of his opinion, of course. Chris Christie has a new book out, by the way, and that's why he's sort of been in the news over different shows over the last few days. So he's sort of in the spotlight. He basically said the president had blown it. He said when he shut down the government, he didn't have a plan on how to reopen it. And so Chris Christie, as a former governor, you know, former chief executive, essentially, is I think, just giving his opinion on the whole thing. But I think it's being spun, he's being spun sort of in the media as coming up with these big criticisms of President Trump.
And that's right.
I don't think that that's really where he's coming from. They're trying to play up this notion that, well, he wanted to be attorney general or vice president. He never got it. Talks about it in his book, this kind of thing. But I don't think it's really a hit piece the way it's being characterized.
And by the way, Mitch McConnell also proposed keeping the troops in Syria and Afghanistan longer and keeping them there possibly at a greater level than what the president's talking about. That has some merits to it based on what he's talking about and the activity that's still there with the bad guys. The bad guys have not gone away.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, here's the thing. In politics, in American politics, if you come out and say something, we should do this and that based on what's happening today. Well, if that changes tomorrow or there's a reevaluation, you're immediately vilified for having made a bad decision or made any decision at all, and this kind of thing. I don't think that, in other words, I think that there would be a pathway for President Trump to say there's been a reevaluation if he wanted to, based on input from from some of these learned individuals and so forth, and be able to amend his own policy. But unfortunately, we live in a world sometimes where, especially as president, you can't ever change anything unless you're going to be vilified for that.
Now, we all know that there's some new gun laws that have come into existence over the past couple of years. We know that the Supreme Court is taking up a decision on a couple of them. One of them is about New York's law where you can carry all around anywhere in the state of New York if you have a permit, but you can't go into New York City. And they're trying to get that changed based on the constitutionality of the whole thing. But gun sales are down 6.1% now under President Donald Trump.
Well, right. Well, I think some folks may be concerned about some of these regulations. Although, for example, in California, over 2018, one particular gun dealer saw a jump in their revenue for fear because of what the incoming governor, our new governor Gavin Newsom here in California, what he and the legislature might do here in California. So it's sort of a mixed bag, but generally speaking, yeah, it is down.
By the way, here's our first live weather report of the morning. Dave up in Indiana is telling us right now, he says, it's not too bad. It's 12 below zero, but by 6 a.m. it'll be 25 below.
Wow.
And that's in northern Indiana.
Again, I don't really know how to conceive of that much cold.
Oh, I do. I used to live in that stuff, and it was horrible.
Wow. Well,
and, and again, what would happen with us with the fire trucks is you couldn't carry warm water in the tanks, okay? It didn't work that way. You had to have the water agitating so it kept moving. But the thing of it is if you went to a fire and it happened more than once, things would freeze up on you because of the temperatures, and that was not pretty.
Wow. So I guess it would be counterintuitive, Captain, because a lot of people might think if it's that cold and icy and snowy that fires really wouldn't be able to really get going.
But that's not true.
Yeah,
that's not true. I think it had some of the worst fires ever in bitter cold weather. All right, now one other thing here. We're coming up on the break. Mr. Podesta, John Podesta, the former chairman of the Hillary campaign, says that Hillary Clinton will not be running for president in 2020.
That's right. You know, he touted how she got 3 million more votes than President Trump did. She would be a wonderful president, but he's saying that she's saying that she's not going to run. Well, of course, if we check our calendars, we notice it's only January of 2019, that bug may not have left Hillary Clinton at this point. She may still want to run. She will find a very different environment and a very different field. Last time she walked basically to the nomination, it was all sort of a setup thing. They controlled the DNC, the Clintons did, with a stranglehold. That's not the case this time. She would find it be very different.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns?
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to 7 counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, the Wednesday morning edition. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, I first became aware of them back in 2010 when the house that I bought in St. Petersburg, we were remodeling the house and we were redoing the walls and all that, and we found some mold. So I found out about DR Mold Solutions, and they had a new way that they took care of the mold with an EPA and FDA approved method. And basically it was spraying on some material that coated where the area was where you're having the problem. And it was supposed to last for a while. Well, here I am, 8 years later, and no more mold. Guess what? Mold can make you sick. It can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and more. But if you contact DR Mold Solutions, they will go anywhere in the state of Florida. Now, they are a Florida customer-approved of the Captain's America Third Watch dealer, and their phone number is 727-692-9622. You can have a healthier environment. Also, if you call GR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622, always ask about their New Year's special and tell them the Captain sent you, because you'll save some money that way. That's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622, where they will kill the mold. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Speaking of killing things, the courts, federal court, upheld the Vietnam-era decision that had been challenged and the VA was holding back on for the Blue Water Sailors, they call them. You want to talk about that? Because you said you had a father-in-law that was involved in that.
That's right. Yeah, my father-in-law was in the Navy and served in Vietnam. So he would have been, of course, off the coast there and serving in that capacity. And but this was a 9-2 decision, Captain, by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. And this had to do with the idea of what it means to be able to apply for benefits and so forth, having to do with exposure to Agent Orange. Now, there's a lot of Vietnam veterans,
yeah,
of course, who are exposed to Agent Orange, which has all number of medical effects and so forth. Agent Orange, other defoliants as well, they can cause very rare cancers and very serious medical issues, of course. But this did not extend to those so-called blue water vets who would have been near the coast within, a 12 nautical mile area. So it centered around the idea that when this was set up initially, it used the term Republic of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
But now what has been decided, of course, by the court is that it does, in fact, include both the landmass and 12 nautical miles out into the ocean. And this would be the essentially the uniform international description or under international law. So this is a great day for those blue water vets. We'll see if the VA wants to push all this all the way to the Supreme Court. That remains to be seen.
Well, of course, you have to prove your disability.
Right.
And it has to be, you know, rock solid case to prove it. I did have a friend of mine that was a Marine Corps pilot that died. He wound up getting cancer and died as a result of it. He had sprayed the Agent Orange, and then one of the Marine Corps crew chiefs on board the carriers also got it and died. So I know of two people that were involved in this, and I watched what happened to them. It was very, very depressing over the years to, you know, be indirectly not a part of this, but just on the outside looking in, because I was a ground pounder who was on the ground. And we got sprayed on. I mean, they would spray on us and fly over and just, you know, you'd feel something wet, and it'd be the defoliant that they were using the spray to get rid of the jungle.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, one of the biggest lies told about immigration is that border security is anti-immigrant. Now, illegal immigrants and American citizens alike, not to mention our brave law enforcement officers. And by the way, special shout out to Ohio. Ohio cops for Trump. I'm laughing because they just sent me a message to remind me. Ohio cops for Trump. They're listening to us tonight. And it's a bunch of police officers up there in Ohio. And just a second, I was going to talk about them. They sent me a message and said, hey, don't forget about us. Well, we're not. But anyway, not to mention our brave law enforcement officers. They're the victims of lawlessness at the nation's doorstep every single day.
Well, absolutely. And we're glad that they're listening tonight. And, you know, I got to tell you, Captain, I don't understand. You know, I suppose some of the political people want to make points or they want to do this and that. But going after our nation's police officers who are on the front line and who literally run into danger when we're all trying to get away from it, to say the things that they've said, especially in recent times, and try to destabilize our society the way that they have, I think it's just unconscionable.
It all started under Barack Obama.
Exactly right.
He drove a wedge through there against the police, like the likes of which we never saw. And you would have thought he would have been the one guy that would have stood up, but he got involved with the Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff, and it just went totally downhill.
Exactly right. And so what we hear, and again, from a lot of these sort of political actors and then commentators, the TV people and so forth, they have no problem in sort of lumping together any bad thing that's ever happened, blaming it on the police, say that America's a nation of injustice, and on it goes. And to feed people the steady diet of this terrible stuff, has a lasting effect, and it's not good.
Well, in the past 2 years, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, they've arrested more than 260,000 criminals who've exploited our broken immigration system. Now, this list includes those charged with or convicted of nearly 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, 4,000 homicides. And that's a debate that's at hand. One side thinks the murder of 4,000 people is a crisis that our government is accountable for solving, and the other says it's a manufactured problem. Well, are you kidding me?
No, there's no manufactured crisis going on. You know, and it's interesting, Captain, because if one person in the most unfortunate of circumstances, if someone ever dies as the result of gun violence, the left is very quick to say, well, you know, we have to have these far-reaching laws, et cetera, because, you know, one person is too much. And I agree. One person dying is one way too many. But they're completely silent when the catalyst for literally just straight up murders in our country are perpetrated by illegal immigrants, or people who have come here not with the idea of living the American dream, etc., but they've come here for whatever other purpose, and usually it's not a good one, but for some reason, because of the political ramifications, they think it's part of their power base, they will not stand up to this.
Well, nobody argues that the border security will stop all crime in America. We need other steps, such as the criminal justice reform bill signed into law by President Donald J. Trump just last week, to help make our community safer as well. And there's no question that better border security will save lives. Pretending it won't is Washington's cynicism at its worst. And Americans can no longer afford for Congress to punt on the issue. The consequences of the broken immigration system we've got right now are not going to go away on their own. Congress has got to step up.
Well, sure, and I think that's what the voters expect. I think the voters expect when they send their representatives to Congress that things are going to get done. It's never going to be one way or the other, one party or the other party's way of doing it, all or nothing. It's going to be some form of compromise. This is what we've seen over the last 2.5 centuries or so. This is the way it's done. It's not pretty. It's not fun to watch the sausage being made. It's imperfect, but it is the best thing that we could possibly do. So yes, they do have to step up, but unfortunately we have people dug in so far, especially on the left side of the aisle, that want to have, and you know, talk about these nebulous border security things, but in reality they're simply trying to delay and damage President Trump politically for their own 2020 aspirations, basically.
Over the last 2 weeks, we've had a U.S. Border Patrol officer assaulted by a criminal alien that crossed the border in Arizona. We've had two suspected MS-13 gang members from Honduras that were arrested last week after they illegally entered the United States. They just walked across an area with no fence. And then we had a group of 306 Central Americans who gave themselves up to Border Patrol agents in the Arizona desert, where smugglers had left them sick and abused these people, left them for dead as they crossed over the border illegally. And they were basically out there. They were going to die. But anyway, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we'll be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are a live program broadcasting across America right now. We're going to give you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report when we come back. It's going to be a humdinger again because besides the freezing cold weather, snow up off the Great Lakes again, the Lake Effect Machine.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Friday. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. And I'll tell you what, it's even going to be cold on a bayou tonight. Wow. All right, here we go. Let me read this weather statement because it's a humdinger. One of the coldest Arctic air mass intrusions in recent memory is surging south into the upper Midwest before spreading across much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. Now, through late week, expect frigid temperatures, record-breaking cold, bitterly cold, life-threatening wind chills. Some areas, people are being told to remain inside. Well, you betcha, 50, 60 below zero, you don't want to be out in that weather. That's all there is to it. Likely leading to widespread record lows and low maximum temperatures from the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley. Now, on top of all of this, ladies and gentlemen, the lake effect snow machine has kicked into effect. Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, the lee shores of all those lakes, we have got blizzard warnings in some areas because the definition of a blizzard is 10 degrees above zero or colder with heavy snow coming down with no visibility. Well, we've got it up on I-81 from about Oswego north to Watertown. We've got it on I-90 from about Buffalo down to Dundee. We've got flurries along the other parts of the lakes in there, but that could change at any time. The western part of Michigan, you have a blizzard warning there tonight all the way from the Canadian border all the way down to the northern Ohio, Indiana border. And then northern Wisconsin tonight, you've got a blizzard warning way up there right now in that area. Heavy snow coming down. Now, down along I-40, you have got, and I-70 is also included in some of this, coming across the southern part of Missouri, the southern part of, let's see, who is this? Not Iowa. Oh, that's Illinois. Southern part of Illinois. Most of Kentucky, you've got snow flurries in the cold temperatures, and the southern part of Ohio. So be wary of that. Then the absolutely record freezing cold temperatures, North Dakota, South Dakota. You've got Nebraska, Minnesota. Unbearable temperatures up there tonight. I've already had reports back before this time of the morning. I haven't looked at the actual temperatures, but it's cold enough. Probably in the 30s or 40s below zero with the wind. Then you've got Iowa. Then you've got Missouri, northern part of Missouri. You've got Wisconsin. You've got Illinois. You've got Indiana. You've got Michigan. You've got Ohio. You've got the northern northwestern part of Ohio up to Erie, all the way across the Snowshoe, all the way into the Poconos, up into the Catskills, up through central New York, freezing, frigid, below zero temperatures. And then all through New England tonight, it's snowing. And you got a winter storm warning in Vermont, New Hampshire, western Massachusetts, northern Connecticut, and all of Maine, a winter storm warning. Freezing temperatures in the deep south. Florida, don't need to tell you. And southeastern Georgia, freezing temperatures. And then, of course, let me go out further. Out west, we've got fog tonight in the valleys between L.A. and San Diego. But other than that, it's looking good. It's just a miserable, going to be a miserable next 2 or 3 days up there in the areas where it's really cold right now. It's going to be just as cold. Okay. Now, before I get over to the telephone lines, you got to say good morning to some folks. Dora, let's see, Catwoman and Road Dog just chimed in. It's 6 degrees where they're at, headed south to Laredo. They're up in, where are they? Farina, Illinois, where they just changed drivers and headed south. So they're down south of that big block of freezing cold below zero weather, but 6 degrees above zero is the actual temperature. Dave said it was going down to 25 below. Trucker Ed just chimed in. He's headed up to Jacksonville. Hey, Ed, how you doing? Have a safe trip. And we heard from Eric. Not sure where Eric's at. He didn't tell me. And there's Richard chiming in, the Marine out there in Oregon. Well, before we get to our call, I want to remind everybody that the Moss Family Automotive Group brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway Reports. They wanted me to tell you about the Moss Titan that I'm driving from their Nissan dealers. It's a 4x4 truck. It, obviously, in the snow, it'd be perfect for somebody up there. Down here, we do what's called mudslinging, although I'm not a mudslinger. But it's a really good truck. I've gotten as much as 24.5 miles per gallon to it with the cruise set out there out on the highways. And it's comfortable. Seats are great. Great ride. Fantastic radio. So check them out online. If you're looking for a really good pickup truck, I'd strongly suggest the Moss Titan, the Nissan Titan. It's got all the horsepower you need, 390 horsepower. So Moss Family Automotive with Moss Family Chevrolet and Moss Nissan, 727-815-3095, 813-969-2600. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That gets you an extra $500. Oh, I'll find you in a minute. Dan the Man's here. There you go, Dan the Man.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
How are you doing?
Well, it's 7 below, and wind chill is 33 below.
Jeez.
And we don't hit our low until about noon tomorrow, where it gets down. So it drops about a degree an hour. So, but I had to take an exception what Kyle Warren said. I think Chris Christie's book, I just read excerpts of it this afternoon. That was a hit job if there ever was
one. I'm not going to spend the money.
Oh, I'm not either. I mean, pretty much I've kind of figured out what he has said. I mean, I think President Trump has learned more about the federal government and how it works the last 40 days than he's ever known. Mm-hmm. I think he picked the fight. He went into it with really no plan. You know, not a big Paul Ryan fan, but Paul Ryan told him before he left the speaker's job, and McCarthy and McConnell, you know, don't go down this road because there's no way out. I think they're doing the 3-week extension so he can kind of save face a little bit. But as yet, I've heard Democrats be sympathetic for a barrier or a wall or whatever, but nobody's going to go out and confront Pelosi over it. Like I said, she's the prime minister. Whatever he does now, she's going to be right, but whether it's foreign policy or on the trade pact, I think the only way he's ever going to get that trade pact passed in the House, he names it the Pelosi-Trump Trade Act.
Yeah, give her credit.
I think that, yeah, she's going to cut in, and she's going to be there the whole time. Whatever foreign policy he decides to do or action, she's going to have to be there right with him if he's going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she did this to Obama, too. I mean, Obamacare was actually Pelosi's care.
Yep.
He didn't care what it was so long as it got done. That was President Obama. But that's...
Well, now they want Medicare for all.
I don't know how we're going to... I said
I don't either. There's no way we can afford it.
Well, Medicare would eat up the entire budget.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. But I just feel like right now... you know, Trump's kind of in a low spot in his presidency. But I can see why Chris Christie never took a job in November as Chief of Staff for Attorney General, because he knew he had a book deal coming.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and thanks a lot for another good call there, Dan.
Okay, I was watching.
Stay warm. All right, Dan the Man up there in Indiana, and he says it feels like it's 33 below zero up here where he's at in Lafayette. Wow. No, thank you. Be right back with Ms. Rosemary.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is
is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.